wouldn't know.
You
who
don't
he
have
I'm not playing. I'm out.
It's not Frank Bruno, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. I was sat there in my white, fluffy, toweling robe with my friend.
Know what I mean, Rachel?
And suddenly I heard this. Honestly, it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, good. How is he? All right. Is he okay?
He seemed very happy.
Good.
He's having a little treat before Christmas.
Yeah, I bet he was. Involved you
I
in towel.
I do sound like I was totally lording it up going to health spa. It was a big treat that my friends decided we were going to do.
Yeah. So low-fat cheesecake.
Do they do
I was eating chocolate cake at the time.
Do they do unisex treatment centres? How it works in those places? I thought you had men in one cubicle
place?
And women
well,
in
no,
another
Frank
cubicle.
Frank Bruno's not unisex, he's a real man!
Oh, I know.
He's sat in the cafe area.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
he actually did that laugh.
Dave, that's ridiculous.
That sounds like Dave.
It's getting better, isn't
Go on then.
Yeah. Seriously?
That's King of Tickets.
No, it's not. It's an entirely different
voice.
Hang on
a second. And now put some echo on it. It sounds like Sansa.
Merry Christmas.
Harry. Yeah.
Seconds out.
You know what I mean, Harry. Yeah, yeah.
Can you see Frank Bruno, John?
That was rubbish.
What was that?
I don't know.
You're rubbish compared to us.
I got nerves halfway through.
Yeah. Do you like that one?
Very good one, that.
Thank you. I love that that's all you can do.
That's all you need
it's
to
enough.
Do.
Does. It's all enough. He ever does.
Yes, 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 no, yes.
Yes.
That's Frank Bruno and Chris Eubank having a conversation.
Wow.
That stuff, John Coleshaw. Mm. Yes, no, yes, no, yes.
I can just imagine him sat in a white dressing gown by the side of the pool, jumping up and down, laughing like a washing machine.
You sound Norwegian when you do,
do you
that
think?
Voice. Yeah, you do. That's nothing against the Norwegians. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Yes, no, yes, no, Bruno, yes, yes, Bruno, yes, yes. Frank, I have a joke for you. It's Chris Eubank and Frank Bruno, right? Yes. Doctor, doctor.
What?
What? It's it. knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who, Harry?
Yes, you just said it.
That is ridiculous.
I heard a good joke over the weekend.
Go on.
Paddy's walking down the street.
Yes. Yes, no, but that is racist. Racist. If it is an Irish joke, it is racist.
Paddy's walking down the street and he sees a sandwich with two wires ticking out
of
it.
I like this. So, what do you mean, Paddy? What do you mean by this? So who's Paddy?
He rings the police and he goes, I found a sandwich with two wires sticking out of it. The policeman goes, is it ticking? He goes, no, I think it's beef.
That's not funny.
Dave, you can't racist. Do that.
Dave. God, that's highly offensive. Outrageous behaviour.
I thought you'd misjudged the mood of the studio, but actually...
Can we have the Frank Bruno impression again? Thank you.
How would Frank have laughed at that joke?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean? I get it, because, like, he said, is it chicken? And he thought he said, is it chicken? Yeah, I know, it was very funny. and was it... What flavour was it?
Rachel!
Friday the 22nd of December.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the comedy bit of the show. Please welcome the Northwest's number one stand-up comedian, Comedy Dave.
Thank you. I've got one, but I'm not sure whether I'm allowed to tell
just
it.
Take my wife, please.
Okay. Take my wife, please. What's Jesus's favourite pizza?
Oh, no.
Dave.
You're really entering this joke.
Deep pan, crisp and even. Good night.
Sure.
Comedy Dave there, picking up his second award of the night at the British Comedy Awards. Comedy Dave, what a great night for him. Back to you, Jonathan. Are you going to the Comedy Awards this year? They invited you?
No, haven't been invited.
You're joking. No. You are kidding me.
Every year snubbed.
Jonathan, please, if you're listening, how can you ignore the talent that is Comedy Dave? The man has told 3 jokes in a 10-year career on Radio 1.
Actually, no, one I've never told on the radio, because that's highly offensive.
What, your favourite one? You should do a little set.
You think?
Yeah.
A really little set.
Anybody got any short jokes, text them in, 8199, and Dave will do a little comedy set after the news at 9:30. Start your message with the word joke. Why?
I think Rachel's had enough of...
No, clean ones.
Yeah, they're clean.
Well,
they're all clean.
Yeah.
Or non-offensive ones too, please, Dave.
The pizza one was all right.
It was all right, wasn't it? That wasn't offensive.
Surely, though, that should be what good King Wenceslas is.
Who?
Who?
Wenceslas's favourite pizza.
Wenceslas is?
He's making a noise. Wenceslas is...
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan is... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Northwest and Hong Kong's funniest stand-up comedian, Comedy Day!
Thank you. I take my wife everywhere, but she keeps following me home. Got a couple of jokes for you here. What'd you call a nun sitting on a washing machine? Systematic. How'd you get a fat bird into bed? Piece of cake. What's got 2 legs and flies? A pair of trousers. What's black and white and eats like a horse? A zebra. And what you call a Frenchman wearing sandals? Philippe Philop. You've been a lovely audience. Good night.
More!
Okay, couple more then. Where do Eskimos get their milk? From Eskimos.
That's terrible, actually.
And where does Kylie Minogue get her kebabs? That's right, from Jason Donovan.
I like that. That's
You've been a lovely audience. Good night.
Comedy Dave there, picking up his 5th award of the evening. Very funny man indeed. Comedy Dave. Sick in the head. Wow, well done, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Ross has just been on the phone, by the way.
Yep.
Just before the news, he said he wants to invite you personally to the British Comedy Awards. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just hearing my ear. He's just phoned back. Yep, he's changed his mind again. Sorry.